Hi, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us for an incredible time of 30 Days of Hope. So I know, like, so many of you have been blessed and encouraged and inspired through this, and all of us have been inspired and encouraged by your comments, your conversation, just seeing this community flourish in this time of uncertainty and instability. And so I am just so excited to truly just bring you videos that will inspire you, encourage you, and give you practical advice that you could actually take with you, whether you're a business leader, a pastor, or even just an everyday Joe and Jane. I know you're truly going to enjoy this time of 30 Days of Hope. So please welcome a wonderful guest and a good friend of mine, Jared Easley.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Yeah. And so we've known each other for a couple of years now, but you run an incredible organization called Podcast Movement. So just give us a little spiel. Tell us what that's about.
Well, first of all, it is so nice to have human connection right now outside of my wife and daughter. So thank you, Colleen. I appreciate you just lowering your standards to talk to me. I'm just like, I'm so lonely. No, I'm okay. I'm not that bad. But for anyone that's feeling that way, maybe we should email. But yes, we have an organization.
I'm having a hard time.
Yes. So we have an organization. Oh, a funny story real quick. I take a walk around my neighborhood, and sometimes I see some neighbors, sometimes I don't, because people are, not everybody's out. And, I'm just saying hello to everybody. And some people are like, saying it back, and some people are still weirded out by that because that's the neighborhood. But I'm having the best time with that. It's like I'm gonna see this person walking toward me. I'm gonna say hello to them, and I do it. And again, the reactions are some people are like are you trying to spread germs? Or are you really being polite? Or but anyway, that's the world we live in now. But I'm glad that we're in a welcoming environment now. That does give me hope. And this is all about hope. So our organization, as you mentioned, is Podcast Movement. And Podcast Movement started in 2014 as a crowdfunding campaign. And we, a business partner named Dan Franks and myself. Dan's in Dallas. I'm in South Florida, hence the Miami Dolphins visor, which there's been a lot of pain in being a Dolphins fan. So for anyone that's groaning right now, thank you for understanding my pain.
We're
hoping that this coronavirus lasts through football season so that our team can be considered undefeated this year. But no, I'm just kidding. That's I need better jokes. But long story short, my business partner and I, we started a crowdfunding campaign in 2014. Because we wanted to validate the idea of hosting a conference that was specific to podcasters. There wasn't really anything quite like that. And we didn't have tons of connections, Colleen. We didn't have what the internet would tell you, oh, you have to have this big platform. You got to have all these, influencers on your team. And we didn't have any of those things. But what we did have is we had started podcasts of our own, and we had friends that podcast. And so we basically went to a number of those people that were in a specific category and niche and asked them if they would support the campaign, if they would share it with their network, if they would speak at the event. This was back when you could have in-person events. I know that's hard for people to remember.
It feels like about
2 years
ago right now.
Yeah, I know. It's like when I was a lad.
We're going to start telling our grandparents' stories to our children now. Years ago, 5 months.
Yeah, I remember when J-Lo was on the Super Bowl halftime show. No, anyway. So, yeah. So we did this campaign to validate the idea. And that is, I hope, my first message of hope in this conversation today is, whenever you got this idea or this thing that you're wanting to jump out and try, is to consider how you can test it before you just put a lot of resources and energy and focus into something that you're not sure is going to work. And there's ways to do that now. An excellent book that is worth either purchasing and reading or listening to the author give an interview about is called Will It Fly? It's by a gentleman named Pat Flynn. He basically lays out in this book different strategies on how you can take an idea and you can test it before you ever implement it to make sure it's something that's viable, it can make sense. And I really love that because I've seen a lot of friends, and I myself personally, prior to this crowdfunding campaign that we did, I spun my wheels many, many times trying different things and got burned a few times and had, my heart broken and, all these things. And so to better use your resources and to be prudent and all these things that God wants you to be and has equipped you to be, you can test different ideas. And so we tested in the form of a crowdfunding campaign. We decided we're going to message everybody we know and their mom and their aunt, and we're going to see if they'll support this. And if they do, and we get this minimum amount of money that we need through this campaign, we're going to move forward with this event. And if we don't get it, Colleen, then we shouldn't be putting anything into this. We shouldn't be putting time. We shouldn't be putting money we don't have or money that we're going to lose. And so that's basically the strategy. We implemented it. We contacted everyone we knew. Hey, this is happening. Can you support it? And we raised the money. Actually, at the end of the campaign, it was over 3 times what we needed. Wow. But it wasn't enough to fully do like a high production, high quality event, but it was enough to get started. Yeah. And so we kind of learned on the fly. We interviewed people on our podcast that had events and got the best wisdom we could get within reason. And then the rest was just kind of trial by fire, and that's kind of life sometimes. And so that was 2014, and now you fast forward to 2020, and we've done 6 of these large events. We actually just created a second event that was back in February before this whole coronavirus thing went crazy. We were able to hold our first second event in a year, which is called Evolutions, and that was successful. We were hoping for maybe 700 attendees. We had over 1,200 registered. Which was a total miracle, like something that we're very, very excited and proud about, because when you start something new, especially events, it can be really challenging to get a lot of people on board right out of the gate. And so you usually have to prove yourself over a little bit of time, and then more people trust, and, you know, it kind of catches wind if it's good, and then it grows from there. At least that was our experience first time. So long story short, we've been doing this now for several years, but we didn't do it full time, Colleen. We did it for 4 years, I think, without making a single penny, and that was really, really challenging. I remember my wife at first thought I was crazy. She thought, "Why are you doing all this work and this effort, and there's no money in our account to have any, you know?" What are you doing?
During those first 4 years, right. I mean, I know even like when you're loud, you do feel crazy every single day. You wake up and it's like you're always in that sense of startup mode. Because I think when you're starting a business, it's not just 4 months that it takes to launch. You're constantly reevaluating it, looking at your audience, figuring out, all right, how do I tweak this to make it work
better? Yes. So that is one of the biggest challenges that we had. Was I had a full-time job, my business partner had a full-time job, and then on top of that, we're trying to do this thing that has validation. There's people that are coming. There's just not enough money to say, okay, I'm leaving behind my day job, because, you know, that wouldn't have been the right thing to do. That wouldn't have been the smart thing to do. So after time, after, you know, strategically taking whatever the profits were, if we had it, we stuck it back into the event, tried to improve the event, make it better. And we had growth in the event over those couple of years. And then eventually in January 2018, we were able to walk away from our day jobs and do this full time. And I don't say that with vanity. I say that as that was a moment, you know, I personally had prayed for those 4 years. Like, God, you know, I don't want to waste my time. I want to do something that's, you know, helping people, but also is helping my family. And eventually it got to that point, but it didn't happen right away. It's like when you plant a garden, it doesn't just immediately, you know, you don't have the harvest right away. It takes some time. And that's exactly what this was. And so I hope that will be a message of encouragement is, you know, if you're feeling like, man, I'm really trying hard and I'm not seeing specific results, my prayer for you and my encouragement to you is not to give up, but to continue to learn from those little things that you're trying and that may not be working. What can you adjust? What can you, you know, test differently? Sometimes you have the right idea, but you just need some more time. And then there's other times when you don't have the right idea and you need to completely, you know, change your course. And depending on what you're thinking is the right thing for you to pursue, you need to kind of balance that and weigh that out. But for us, we knew we had enough validation to continue doing it. We just weren't getting paid doing it until January of 2018. Now you fast forward to 2020 and we've got like several staff on our team. We have people that get their full-time salary and support their families and have benefits. And, you know, all of that has been amazing until March of this year when this whole eruption, you know, happened. And now, so we're in a position where it's like, okay, we've had some great success up to this point, some amazing wins, some things that we're very proud of, but now we're in the heat. You know, we're in the trenches again. And so what do you do?
Yeah.
And
I feel like in a sense where it's like going back to that time of, yes, you had the dream, you had the implementation,
right,
and reworking it. I was reading about, like, I think it was a business article, mm-hmm, and they were saying every single one of us are in this place of startup. We feel like we're an entrepreneur again. And so to give those watching and listening an idea of what Podcast Movement is, I mean, when you step into the doors of your event, you feel like you're at Google. You feel like this is not a B-grade event. This is like an A++++. You truly feel like you're just royalty when you step in. So I'm sure when you're thinking and dreaming with your team, you're trying to figure out, how do I take this experience, it's face-to-face, and make it virtual? So what are some things that you've kind of been feeling around or rolling around in your head right now?
Well, we have basically looked at our events in August. So we're optimistic that we'll still, okay, be able to hold the event in August. That said, the longer this situation gets drawn out, the more likely we'll have to cancel and refund. Now, that's a big source of revenue for the business. So that would be a hit. We are in a good position as a company because of prudent decisions up to this point. So it won't destroy us. It won't, you know, we're not going to go bankrupt and have to fire everyone, but it, you know, we've already had to implement some things, kind of tighten the belt a little bit. Mm-hmm. I don't mind being vulnerable and admitting this, cause it's true. And I think people should hear it, is, my business partner and I, we got together and we looked at the math and we realized, okay, we need to ask everyone, including ourselves, to allow for a pay cut for the next 6 months. And the reason that we had to make that tough decision wasn't to be cruel or to be mean, but it was the only way to keep from laying anyone off, mm-hmm, and still allow all the staff to keep their benefits. And we thought, okay, with other industries and with other people losing their jobs right now, it's better to have your job. Maybe you're making a little bit less than you were, but it's just temporary, and then Lord willing, when the business is doing better, we can, you know, give that money back, and that's our hope, and that's our intent. So to kind of get back to your point of the virtual stuff has become such a bigger thing that we're considering. I mean, we've always had an online community, which has been very important and essential throughout the year, because we're only having events now twice a year, so we're not seeing everybody all the time. So one of the biggest ways we've done that is through our Facebook group. And I realize not everybody's on Facebook, but just like the Facebook group that you have, Colleen, we have a Facebook group, and it's grown over the last several years, and it's become a really awesome resource for whether someone's new, whether someone's been in the game for a long time, whether it's somebody who has a service that they're trying to encourage podcasters to use, or it's someone that's an industry professional. I mean, there's a lot of different types of people that are in this group, and you ask a question in this group and you're probably going to get dozens of answers, you know, different perspectives. And it's really amazing to see how that's really helped people. That's caused people to be more brave, to be more courageous, to try something they weren't thinking about, to get ideas that they weren't considering prior.
That course was the first one that I took before I really launched Loud Conversations. So I look back at that and just having the accountability and having the community. Now, how many people do you have in your group right now?
We just crossed 32,000, and it certainly didn't start out that way. I remember in the very beginning, we're like, can you imagine a day when we have 400? And you're in that position now, Colleen. We would have been like, oh, hallelujah, let's have cake, you know, and probably other things we shouldn't be eating right now. But we were delighted to have anyone be in that group, and to see it compound over the years is, I don't pretend that that's, you know, not something that we're not excited about, we're not proud of. But at the same time, I do think God has blessed us, and, you know, we've been fortunate. We haven't done anything black hat or, you know, weird to try to lure people in. It's just been an organic thing. People have come as the reputation of Podcast Movement's been pretty solid over the years, which we're also grateful for, and we worked hard to get to. So now we're pivoting a bit, and we're starting to look at, okay, what are some other ways to continue to have that community virtually in a meaningful way, and we're bringing up all kinds of different things, and some of the ideas that you're implementing, Colleen, we're going to be implementing things like group discussions that are online through Zoom and
nice.
There are different meetups, online meetups. So we're going to be implementing some of these things to just try to keep the conversation going, keep the community feeling like they're involved, that they're included, that it's not just a post in a Facebook group. And so we're working on a couple of ideas right now. Won't give away the farm, but it's just, you know, things that you're already doing, some things that we see some other people trying, just to continue to keep that community engaged and let them know that we're here for them. Yeah, I think that's essential. Is anything that is going to continue to have momentum and to grow, it's got to start out with a core group that are encouraging one another, and you have that that common ground, and you have that, Colleen, which is an exciting thing to see, and we want to continue to have that and continue to grow that. So, yeah, we're no better than anyone else right now. We're kind of looking at all the options and weighing them out and trying to figure out what's the best way to continue to do this.
I think you're making such great points though. And I love that you were talking about the idea that you've really grown through reputation, and I found you through another friend. And that's truly what it is. And I think right now, if you're a pastor, a leader in some form of leadership in general, really it's that idea of what is my reputation? Like, yes, the business will pivot, the leadership, the business model, but if you can keep that reputation intact, and even just how you're doing that through worrying more about your employees by saying, look, can we take a pay cut? Can we keep this going? I think speaks of your reputation and just what podcast movement is. So thank you for leading in that way. I think this is going to be great for business leaders that are really struggling to know, what do I do in this situation? What do I do now? But I would love, because you've been in this business for a long time, you know, starting from scratch and kind of coming here. If I know there's people listening trying to figure out, how do I start a podcast? What's the first thing that I can do? I don't have a mic. I don't have the crowd yet. What are three things that they can start today to truly actually build a podcast?
Well, there's some misconceptions, Colleen, and you know this better than anyone. And I fell victim to this initially in 2012. Yep. I wanted to start a podcast, but I was under the impression that it was just too expensive. I was going to have to buy equipment that I probably couldn't justify spending the money for. And now more than ever, there's never been a better time to start a podcast and an easier time when you don't have to have a lot of extensive, or expensive equipment to make it happen. And so one app that some people use that is great for just testing your waters, putting your toes in the waters, if you will, is called Anchor. And Anchor is an app. It's a free app, and it allows you to basically walk through a process that helps you start a podcast that's just on your mobile device. And it can be as simple as you not even needing a microphone. You're just using the microphone that's on your mobile device, and you could start a podcast that way. That doesn't mean everybody should start a podcast. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but I do think podcasting is a great way to build your community. It's a great way to share your insights. And a lot more people now, especially with the coronavirus situation, are home. They're more open to listening to podcasts. They would love to probably keep in touch with you, especially like your circle, your friends, your extended network would like to know, hey, what are you up to? And if there's a topic that you feel really excited about, starting a podcast could be a wonderful way for you to keep in touch with those people and for further visibility to what you're wanting to do, for more people to find it, for more people to hear from you and learn from you, to be encouraged by you or be entertained. And right now, more than ever, that's a wonderful way to serve. It's a wonderful way to love your neighbor, so to speak, is considering how, you know, maybe I can start a podcast and not make it just about me, but just make it about things that are important, things that I'm passionate about, but also, you know, share the information or interview someone who's sharing some information or whatever it is, share stories. Where it allows people to feel encouraged to say me too. So Anchor is one app that I would say. Google Anchor, find Anchor. And that's probably your low hanging fruit. Now there's a free class that we offer. The next class is not until May because we kind of do them every several months. But the next one's May 1st. And if you're thinking about, hey, podcasting could be something that I want to try. Colleen actually went through this class. She can testify that it's a reasonable class. That we're not gonna do anything to be awkward. It's free. Just give us. You do have to give us an email address. We'll hopefully not email you too much. But we have a class. It's called the 28-Day Challenge. And over 28 days, if you read an email each day and kind of implement the lessons for that day. At the end of 28 days, you'll have your podcast ready and hopefully tested. And at least you have an idea that's kind of vetted, so to speak. And you can kind of go into that test podcast and that first experience ready to rock. Or if you've done a podcast before and it didn't work out and you want to try it again, this is a good way to kind of look at some setup and some different ideas to kind of get you back into it and trying it again. And it covers a lot of stuff. It covers, okay, well, what are my options if I don't want to use a phone? What if I want to use a mic? Well, what are the, you know, prices? What's something that is more affordable, or what, you know, or how do I come up with an idea? What, you know, we kind of cover these things. How do you come up with an idea? We cover the idea of having a small group of people there to encourage you and kind of help you get the word out in the beginning, you know, having your group of peers to kind of, I don't know, just keep you accountable as you go through it. And the class format's also in a small Facebook group, kind of like you have, Colleen. And the group is great because people post in the group daily about their progress, and it gives you a chance to kind of see other people that are in the trenches with you that are going through the process.
I loved it too, because it wasn't intimidating at all. So not having any background, feeling like I was a millennial who was the antithesis of technical, it was just so great to learn from every single person. So whether it had to do with creating a graphic, you know, what does it look like to have a launch community? How do you actually, you know, as you were saying, how do you have that accountability back and forth? And even just basics of how long should my podcast be? How should I host it? How do I get it on Spotify and iTunes at the same time? It was just so practical. It answered all your questions.
Yeah, so that class is in May, and it's podcastmovement.com/challenge. You can go to that link. I'm sure Colleen will put that in the notes or whatever. And for anyone that's saying, okay, I'm not quite ready to pull the trigger here in March, but May, that could make sense. Then that's going to be a great option. If you're just itching and you're ready to go and you're like, no, I can't wait till May, check out the Anchor app. I think that process is very intuitive, and there have been a lot of people that started on Anchor and then they realize after a little while being on Anchor, they want to kind of take it to the next level. And you could take the class that we have, or you could join the Facebook group that we have for podcasters, and you can ask strategic questions and kind of figure out what you can do to continue to take your podcast to that new level and grow it as you will. But I say, if you can't wait till May, go ahead and consider starting out. That there's no really cost involved with Anchor. It's a free host. I think there's others. There's one called Red Circle, and I think there's one that Colleen tried. I don't know if you're still using it, but it's called Wooshka.
Yes.
There's a few others that are out there that are pretty good and that tend to work. So you don't, again, that's the encouraging thing. You don't have to go out and spend all this money to go do this. You could do this literally from your device if you want to. And I say, if you want to, why not? You know, it's not going to hurt to try it. If you're on the fence, maybe wait a little bit and try this class that we have that's also free. And you can kind of go through those lessons over 28 days and decide if this is for you, and then kind of implement it in a more structured way where you have a little bit more of a game plan. But I don't know if there's necessarily a wrong answer. Sometimes it's good to kind of
when you're trying your feet out, sometimes you need to fall a little bit.
So. Yeah, I've fallen many, many times. I still do, actually. So,
well, it's funny when I've been trying different things and kind of figuring out, all right, how do we actually take loud and sort of become, you know, pivot and innovate? And the saying that keeps coming to mind is perfection is the enemy of progress. And I think right now it's almost like, you know, regardless of where you're coming from, that can really be a barrier to you to try different things, to really risk big. But before we end this conversation, I would love to just talk to you on a personal note and ask you, you know, we've been interviewing people and finding out, you know, where do you find your hope? Where are you personally finding your hope right now? Whether that's through your faith, your family, if you could just share from a personal perspective, what's giving you peace at this moment?
Yeah, all of the above. But the temptation right now is to, I don't have, am I going to be able to provide for my family? Yeah. Is the company going to do well? Is you know, are we going to see all these people laid off and all the community is suffering? And you know, there's all these what ifs, and my faith absolutely is what is centering and grounding me and keeping me calm in the midst of what could be just something that would fill me with panic and anxiety. And one verse that I love is John 16:33, and in that verse Jesus says that, you know, you're going to have trouble. It's going to happen. I mean, he's not hiding it. He's telling you, you're going to have trouble. But when you face trouble, you know, be encouraged, because I've already overcome all of it. I've overcome the world. And so I, when I think about that and I meditate on that and I'm listening to different pastors on podcasts and I'm reading my Bible, that is truly what centers me, is I know, well, my life ultimately, I need to be a good steward with where I am in this season of my life. But my life isn't about podcasting. It's not about all these things. Ultimately, I'm not going to live. I'm going to die at some point, and there's eternity beyond that. And so I'm made for that. And so the Bible says to store up your treasures in heaven. And what does that look like? Okay, that looks like being loud. That looks like loving your neighbor. That looks like you know, knowing God and what does he want for you? What is he calling you to do? And the best way to know that is to seek him. And he says, if you seek him, you'll find him. And so the ways that I seek him is when I go out for a walk at night, I'm either reading the Bible or I'm listening to it on my earbuds. And then I'm listening to some different podcasts, of different pastors that I trust, that I know are really good teachers. And I spend some time and I just kind of pray and I meditate. And then I spend that time with my family, as you mentioned, which totally brings perspective when I'm hanging out with my daughter and I'm hanging out with my wife and realize, okay, as bad as some of these situations are, I am very, very blessed. I have all these wonderful things. I haven't been let go yet. I haven't, suffered a lot of major problems that many, many people are facing right now. And so I hope that in this situation, I can find ways that I can support others, that I can be encouraging to others, that I can donate when I have the resources, whatever it is that the Lord puts on my mind to do, to try to be a source of encouragement to others and to be a blessing, because now more than ever is a chance to be loud. It's a chance to really, not necessarily vocally loud, but to shine, to show that you care. And when people see that you care, that makes a big difference. And there's a wonderful thing that can happen when you do that. So those are the things that encourage me in the midst of craziness. And I hope that you'll be encouraged too. I hope that whatever you feel compelled to do, I feel that there's probably a reason that that's there. So keep digging into that, maybe pray about it or keep asking some people that you trust if you think what they think, get some advice from people that are not just your family that are going to tell you whatever you need to hear or be critical or whatever. Find some people that are wanting to see you win and hear from them, get their take. Some people are, older, smarter than you. And I think just continue to be diligent. And the Bible, Proverbs, it says the diligent prosper. So as you're diligent, you're doing the things that you feel that you've been created to do, that you've been called to do, I believe that God blesses that, especially when you seek him and you trust him with it. And I hope that is something that you'll continue to do. And as the Lord puts it on your mind to serve your community in whatever way during this crisis, I hope that you'll do that, because I know that'll mean a lot to a lot of people who are really hurting and they're looking for answers right now. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And I feel like one of the biggest words that you said just really hit me, that idea of being diligent. Mm-hmm. And, whether you're sitting here and you're figuring out, well, I can't affect the world right now. I can't, I'm not doing anything big. But your act of diligence could truly be making all the difference between your neighbor, between your family, between your children's lives. Just that idea of compassion in a diligent form. What would that look like? So, again, thank you so much for being with us.
It could be as simple as you're calling a friend and just saying a prayer for him. Hey, let me pray for you. Or calling your friend just saying, hey, how are you? No, really, how are you?
Yes.
Is there anything I can do for you? Is there anything I can pray for you about? Is there, just being there for someone right now is a big deal. So it may not take tons of time. It may not take you donating to some cause, although, if you can do. Mm-hmm. But whatever it is, as simple as just checking on people and letting you know you love them. Letting you know that you're there for them in whatever way. I think that, that just really, that's being loud. To me, that's what loud's all about.
So. It's going to make all the difference right there. So, well, this is Jared. Thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate it. So, and again, for all those people watching, we're going to have all the links below. So including the book that Jared mentioned, I know I'm going to get on Amazon and purchase that tonight because
I think it's free on Kindle. I think free because he's trying to give back. He's trying to help people.
Okay.
And so right now I believe on Kindle, that is a free book. You don't even have to pay for. So Perfect. Will It Fly is the name of it. It's by Pat Flynn and it walks you through all these different. Yeah, will it fly? And it'll walk you through different ideas on how you can test things. It's great.
I love it. I love it. I think for everybody out there into that, this would be the perfect book for you to start with. And we'll have all the links, all the connections. So again, until next time, this is Dr. Colleen Batchelder encouraging you. And please keep watching these videos. Please keep giving us your feedback. And share your moments of hope. So today, and thank you for joining us for 30 Days of Hope.